Okay, so I'm going to do a kind of intro, I guess, because this is kind of an episode, I guess. So, kind of, hi, welcome to Kind of Venture Bros, Venture Brothers podcast.
Kinda.
Me, your host, is always Brian Dressel. With me, as always, is Nick Olas Friedemann.
Ola.
I like it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
And Graham Teabaggin' Mason.
Oh, hello.
I thought of that one last week. I've been so excited to say it.
that was me teabagging something.
He's such a fan of it.
It's a way of life, and once you've done it, you just got to continue doing it. You know,
just teabagging.
Just teabagging.
Every day
he brings them on his plane flights. He asks for the hot water.
It calms you down. You know, it's just a different way.
It's true.
It's just a different way to live. You know.
You big chamomile teabag guy?
Chamomile at the end of the day, yeah. Earl Grey throughout the day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A little Irish breakfast or an English breakfast in the morning, you know.
Just ooh, fancy.
Just teabagging all over the place. Up and down, 12 hours a day, you know. Just teabags everywhere.
It's true.
I've even got my wife into it.
That made me so happy. Gross.
See what you started. See what you started.
Tell me this. Does Danielle listen to this show?
Some episodes. Yeah.
Cool. I hope she listens to this one.
I'll direct her to it specifically.
Okay, so the reason we're recording this is because I thought it might be interesting. It's a special episode, obviously, didn't come out on Monday, just kind of came out on whatever day this is, and, you know, we wanted to discuss, as we have at nausea throughout the entirety of the first season, which just recently ended. If you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to that. But this is how we came up with the list that you just heard. We're recording this before that episode, you know, timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly bullshit. And, I thought it'd be interesting to see how we came up with the list that we thought made sense for season one. Because the two lists that we have, in my opinion, and I think Nick and Graham's, doesn't make sense.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, what? I think they're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, they're definitely all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes. Not a fan.
Yes.
Thanks. Nicholas Campbell's.
Oh, yeah.
Campbell's soup.
Chunky
soup. Yep. Anyways, that one. Moving quickly that
one
on.
That one didn't make sense to me.
I got it. Their thing was like, good, right?
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the party.
I'm embarrassed.
The Campbell's party. You know, where people bring soup.
Yeah, because we're all sick.
This is just some solid podcasting right here. It's exactly
it is.
What everyone wants to hear. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we should get started on this. So I have the list of what I will call the Hulu order open on the Wikipedias. Mm-hmm. And that one goes, I'd say it with me now, but you're not going to. Dia de los Dangerous, Careers in Science, Home in Security, The Incredible Mr. Brisby, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic, Ghost of the Sargasso, Ice Station Impossible, Midlife Chrysalis, Are You There, God? It's me, Dean. Tag, Sail, You're It, Past Tense, The Trial of the Monarch, and Return to Spider Skull Island.
I think the lists pretty much go... They at least match in the last two.
Yes, and
well,
the
first. Yeah, and the first two.
Yeah.
Those are pretty much locked in. There's no other way to really make... Actually, the first two...
Yeah, the first two are switched.
Well, no.
The Terrible Secret of Turtle Bay, and then blah, blah, blah.
Dia de los Dangerous?
Yes. Those are the first two, right? In that order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense to me. I think that you probably want to if it were me, you'd probably want to move Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic up to 3.
Well, hold on 1 second, because let me give them the DVD order, or the other order is what I'll call it.
Yes.
And we'll see how it differs. So, really quick here. All right, so that one we had Terrible Circle of Turtle Bay, Dia de los Dangerous, and then, nope, still Careers in Science, and then that's when we start going off the rails. Then it's Midlife Chrysalis, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic, The Incredible Mr. Brisby, Tag Seal, You're It, Home Insecurity, Ghost of Sargasso, Ice Station Impossible, Are You There, God, It's Me, Dean, Past Tense, Trial of the Monarch, Return to Spider Skull Island, and the episode that we're skipping for now, Very Adventure Christmas. We might do the Christmas episode around Christmas, because why not? But right now, it doesn't really need to be said, I don't think.
Yeah.
I just watched it. We could probably skip it.
Yeah. I'm kind of okay with it.
Is that blasphemy?
So they're similar, but different for sure. And we did the order that I just read. That's if you go back through our season one, that's what we did. And I still feel like it's just a little bit off.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with, I mean, you got to get the train wreck of a pilot out of the way. So I agree with getting that one out of the way. I don't think it's a good intro to the show. I don't think a lot of it makes sense, but in my opinion, that's where I would start, is Terrible Circuit, Terrible Secret of Turtle Bay, keyword being terrible.
I mean, I see that, as a pilot, but again, it's like, I don't know. I personally am so finicky about starting new shows that it's like, if I throw, a friend who hasn't seen anything, first episode of something and it's terrible, and they're like, I watched the first episode and that's terrible, I'm not going to watch it. So that's why I kind of buried Terrible Secret of Turtle Bay as like second, and I'd probably put like Tag Sail You're It as like first.
The problem with Tag Sail You're It going first is you haven't introduced Dr. Orpheus in the show yet.
Yeah, I think you got to have his first entrance. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic. That's his first intro, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to have that before Tag Sail You're It.
Yep. Like, I think the first two are... I mean, you could honestly, if it were like this sort of like fantasy land where we could kind of decide, I think that the pilot would just go unaired. Like,
you know,
it's a good pilot. It's a good way to start the show as far as selling it to a network and introducing these characters. But as far as the actual start for what the show really is, Dia de los Dangerous does all of what the pilot does and then some.
That's true.
I would agree with that. If we could agree just to jettison an episode, it's really the only episode of the entire series that I would jettison. Like, even the Christmas special that I just took a knock at, I would still keep in there. Like, it's still a fun episode to watch.
Yeah.
But Turtle Bay, man, like that rewatch was just unpleasant.
Right, but it's largely because it's like the characters aren't really established. Like, they don't know what they want to do with most of them. They don't know what they want to do with the boys. Brock's kind of like the only one that's
close,
kind of set up. Like, it's a weird episode that's kind of all over the place, but it's a good place to start for being like, here's what we want to do with this show.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, it definitely got its point across, and there's definite merit to it. But I would definitely, I would leave it as like a DVD extra.
Yes.
Like the unaired pilot that we used to sell the show. Yeah, I'd leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so wasn't there an order that left it at 0?
Yes.
That's the IMDb order, right?
Yes.
IMDb order puts it at 0 and then starts with Dia de los Dangerous.
So let's, you know what? We're going to agree with IMDb. We're going to leave that one there and move on to episode 2.
Okay. 0. Well, episode 1.
What?
Yeah. I think we've kind of all agreed that, and I guess the first two orders got it right, right? Dia de los Dangerous?
Yes. I'm always kind of torn on this one because I think, as much as I like Dia de los Dangerous, and I think it's a very good episode, and it's good to get the Monarch in right away, I like the family so much that I might swap them, in my opinion.
What?
Because you don't need to see Dia de los Dangerous to understand anything in Careers in Science. And Careers in Science is such a wonderful intro to the family of the show that I think I would start with the family of the show and then go to DLDS Dangerous, where you're now introducing the world of the show.
Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah, I could kind of go for that. Because, yeah, Careers in Science, you're, yeah, talking about the family and family history.
Yeah.
All right, this is it. This is the venture, you know, the whole family from, you know, him and the brothers and the father and everything and, the you know, and you see the world, or at least a bit of it, or the possibilities or the expansion thereof.
Yeah, but it's still just, like, it's so laser-focused on this is the Venture family.
Yeah.
That I figure the show is the Venture Brothers. I like starting with them.
Here's the one caveat I'll say. And it's, I agree with you. Caviar? I think that you're right. Caviar. Here's the one caviar I'll say.
We're all eating caviar. That's why it's a joke.
I'm drinking.
We're all incredibly wealthy.
Drinking mine through the one, a straw.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Wait, is Graham drinking tea right now?
It's a
I
new,
think he is.
It's an Earl Grey caviar mix. It's a blend. I make it, so.
It's a blend.
I knew it.
It's a blend, yeah. I'll send you guys some. It doesn't really
don't.
Ship too well, but yeah, it'll get there in about a week, so it'll be fine.
All right.
Perfect.
Your caviar.
My caviar. I think you need to start with the monarch. And this is my one thing, is we just spent, 20 minutes talking about, like, should we watch season 7, blah, 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 like, all of that kind of stuff. Asking kind of, like, do we want to reveal too much? And then we kind of settled on something that makes sense. You have to start with the Monarch because he's such a major player throughout the whole series that I think it's weird to start with him on episode 2. Not unheard of and not sacrilegious or anything, just kind of odd for me personally. That would be my only thing, because I do agree with you. You do want to start with the family, because the second, if we do Dia de los Dangerous in the second episode, the first episode, if Careers in Science is family focused, Dalos Dangerous is kind of like the dynamic of the family and the monarch focused, but really with a far less focus on the boys and the family as a whole.
Yeah, you're arguing my point for me.
No, yes, which is why I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with your logic. What I'm trying to say is that you almost, for me, I would say, want to start with the monarch and then pull. So basically start macro and then pull into micro with the second episode. But I could see either argument.
I see what you're saying, but since if the Monarch was, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Monarch is a main character throughout the entirety of the show, but he's not always there. Like, he's not always, like, there's episodes, even in season 1 where we talk about Baron Underbite, there's episodes like where they go for just Sergeant Hatred and the Monarch's kind of doing his own thing. Like, there's things where he's not always the main guy, whereas the Venture family is always the main focus.
And like Ice Station Impossible and like other ones, like where they have their own adventures somewhere else entirely different, and Monarch isn't even in the episode at all.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You can talk me into it.
Okay.
And you've already done it.
Because
already disagreeing with the other lists. Episode 2, Careers in Science.
But episode then Dia one. Has to be second.
I totally agree.
Episode 1 is Career in Science.
Episode news, Careers in Science.
We're doing the IMDb thing, right? The Terrible Secret of Turtle
Zero
Bay is 0.
Terrible Secret. You are right.
0.
Careers in Science is 1. And then Dia de los Dangerous is 2. And then now 1 to 3.
Yes. All right. So moving on to 3.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nick? What do you feel?
Go for it.
Oh, it has to be Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic.
Totally.
It has to be.
Totally agree. Graham?
I think I had that as the next episode after Incredible Mr. Brisby, but I could I could put Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic in third. Totally.
I don't even need a discussion. I think we mostly agree.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah. Moving on.
We did it.
We have 4 episodes. 3 episodes. Episode 4. Episode 4, the DVD order is Incredible Mr. Brisby, and the internet order is Incredible Mr. Brisby. So everyone kind of agrees on that one.
If I were, like, since I just sacrificed my 3 position for Eeny Meeny, that's, if I were to switch those, my order would be The Incredible Mr. Brisby as well.
I agree. And here's my logic. You have to introduce the clone stuff pretty early.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And the clone stuff comes in a big way, which I did not ever remember until we recently, since we started doing this podcast. I think that you have to introduce it because of what ends up happening later on.
Wait, what do you mean? What ends up happening later on with clone stuff?
I don't know.
Oh,
keep
okay.
it. Oh, I guess that is next week, isn't it? Or next?
Next week. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't want to spoil that. Hank and get
wait.
No.
More bleeping fun.
I
love it.
They get cloned in the
That is a joke in the second episode or in the season 2 episode bit. They're like in the A is one of the beats.
Oh, that's true.
It's great.
It's great. You know what? I was going to push back on Incredible Mr. Brisby because it's just not my favorite episode and no. I don't But at the same time, you're right. I forgot about the cloning stuff. That's super important to get in there, to plant that seed nice and early.
And I think we've mentioned it before. Season 1 isn't the best all the time, all the way through. They have some kind of dud episodes. And I think as we were reviewing this one, this wasn't really our favorite episode anyways. But it was pretty important to set up, you know, some world building and then obviously the clone stuff. And it's like, the ones that were more packed in with stuff were some of the more drier episodes, but still incredibly important to have in there.
Yeah.
And so
here's one problem I just realized. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic has the weird introduction of cocktease.
Yeah, Molotov cocktease.
Molotov cocktease. And then her actual intro is in The Incredible Mr. Brisby. So Graham's order does make a little bit more sense.
With switching Eeny, Meeny?
Yes. Switching Eeny, Meeny with Brisby.
Yeah. I had forgotten that. You know what? And I think that's why I did it. Because I was like, the dry entrance versus the actual entrance. I think that's why I did it.
I could not.
Because it doesn't make that Brock bit make any sense. Like, it's just nothing at that point.
And it annoyed the crap out of me on the rewatch. So now that you've mentioned it, I'm doing the switch. Episode 3, Brisby. Episode 4, Meeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic.
Cool. Thanks, Nick, for reminding me.
No problem.
That's a good catch. Good catch.
Thank you.
Nick has made now arguments for both Graham's case and my case, and not for his own case.
Nope. I've undercut myself at every turn.
All right, number 5, Graham, what do you feel?
Oh, boy. What did I have? Let's see. So we did Incredible Meeny. And then I did Ghost of Sargasso.
Ghost of Sargasso?
Next, yeah. My order is kind of a little off, but yeah. After Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic, I had Ghost of Sargasso.
Okay, so that would be the Hulu order.
That would match the Hulu order?
Yeah, that one is... I think that's episode 6. We're a little bit off. But that is following Brisby and Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic. We don't have Home Insecurity in there yet. They had Home Security really fucking early.
Which makes no sense.
It makes sense.
No.
The Ghost...
Home Insecurity for me is 12.
I'd put that pretty late in there, too. Personally, I would go Tag Sale You're It next.
Okay. I had Tag Sale, like, my first episode. So, yeah, putting Tag Sale up there in the order, I think, definitely works. I love that episode. There's a lot of world building in that, obviously. A lot of characters, a lot of... you know, crazy backstory and stuff like that. That's kind of just, you know, alliterated and all that. I love that episode so much.
I like having that one in there because then we no longer have to worry about Baron Underbite. Because that's where you want, in my opinion, that's where you want to meet Baron Underbite.
Yes.
Because if you meet him there, because you even see him buying the Tiger Balm in that episode. Like, you want to see him.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you see him there, then you can place anything else with him throughout the rest of the season and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And especially him going through the metal detector and taking off his jaw is hilarious.
Oh, so good. That episode's so fucking good. That's a guy from Depeche Mode.
Sorry, I'm trying to think for a second. I think you need to have Are You There, God? It's Me, Dean, next.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Because what we talked about before with nobody, like, all right. So technically, Dr. Girlfriend didn't meet the boys in Dia de los Dangerous. She never, I think, shares a scene with them. But she's at least aware of them. But she hasn't met Brock yet. So if you put Are You There, God? It's Me, Dean, next, then you can kind of undercut all of the weird parts with her and Brock not knowing each other, because she would have known who he is by Tag Sale You're It.
Okay.
Well,
that's the only reason to put it that high, because it makes no sense otherwise.
Yeah, that the awkward, almost sex scene is so out of place, and if she doesn't... No, I totally buy it. I agree with you.
Yeah. Wait, so what episode is that again?
That's Are You There, God? It's Me, Dean.
Really?
Yeah.
That's that episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. We gotta have that up.
Yeah, because I hate that scene so much, because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Exactly.
All right. This is our first major disagreeing...
And win for Nick.
Yeah. And Nick finally made his own argument. Way to go, Nick.
Yes. Yes. I'd like to thank the Academy and the Guild.
Hey.
Can we
recap the order real quick? I lost number three.
Yep. So far we have episode 0, terrible episode. Episode 1, Careers in Science, Dia de los Dangerous, Incredible Mr. Brisby, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic, Are You There, God? It's Me, Dean.
Screw that up.
So after Are You There, God? It's Me, Dean, I would go Tag Sale You're It.
Yes. Agreed.
Cool. Okay. Grande.
You are it, sir. Okay. 7. What did I have for 7?
I want to throw, I think, what Graham's idea for Ghost of Sargasso, or Ghosts of the Sargasso, makes sense next, because then you have a Monster of the Week in between 2 or 3 pretty, well, no, 2 pretty, like, world-building-y episodes, so you can kind of have, like, just a really light, easy episode after that.
I would give you Ghost of the Sargasso if you would give me Midlife Chrysalis next.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Because I feel if we go too far, then the Dr. Venture not knowing Dr. Girlfriend gets a little weird.
Yes. Agreed.
And that's how I have it in my order, too.
Oh, how do you like that? We're knocking Perfect. This thing out.
Yeah.
Ghosts of the Sargasso.
As 7. And then 8 is Midlife Chrysalis, yeah.
Yep. I can't spell Chrysalis.
That's okay.
I think I just said Chrissy's. No, it just says Midlife Crisis. Whatever. Fucking autocorrect. All right, moving on.
In my order, I had past tense next.
Past tense.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You know what? That kind of makes sense.
It's kind of what Nick was saying with Ghosts of the Sargasso, kind of like a Monster of the Week, and then Midlife Chrysalis, kind of a heavy one, and then going back to world building in, you know, university and all that stuff, and going back and building it up again.
I agree with that, but I really like past tense followed by the Trial of the Monarch, because in past tense, when they call the Monarch to say, hey, is this you? And he goes, no, but I have something planned next week. And then the next week is this huge fuck-up that ended him in trial.
Interesting.
So I like those two being buddied up next to each other. So if you do past tense now and instead of Ice Station Impossible, then that doesn't really make sense. So you could do Ice Station Impossible. That's where I'd go next, because that one you can really throw almost anywhere.
Yes.
It's just where you want to hit, like, tonality-wise. And I think there's kind of a good time to have a good break with nothing that's super plot-heavy. There's this little bit here. It's this kind of fun Fantastic Four episode before you go into the end, which is just bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you have Home Insecurity then?
Yeah, this is the thing that we're forgetting. It's like Home Insecurity.
Fucking Home Insecurity. It's...
Home Insecurity almost needs to be... Honestly, here's the thing. So the Brian's argument for past tense makes a lot of sense. Because you do have this like great callback immediately on the next episode, which would be the... what are you doing next week? And then the next week is the Trial of the Monarch. That, yeah. I do like. That does make a lot of sense to me. But then I think you have to have the two that are left would be Home Insecurity and Ice Station Impossible. And then really, if you wanted to throw a Very Venture Christmas in there, because to me it makes no sense for it to be afterwards. I know why they did it and blah, blah. But like,
yeah, no, it does not make sense to be after Return to Spider Skull Island.
Because
Hank and Dean are dead.
Yes. And it's like the Cowboy Bebop movie that they made, where it's like, where does this take place?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
So,
we did technically throw away an episode, so we could pick up another one and put it on.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then, for me, I think that you could kind of switch either or, which is Home Insecurity, then Ice Station, then Very Venture Christmas, then Past Tense.
Well,
but either way.
No, that makes sense. I wouldn't want to do Midlife Chrysalis followed by Home Insecurity because they're kind of samey-ish episodes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because they're both at home heavy.
Yeah, so I would either do what Graham's original idea was, Past Tense, but again, I have my argument for why I'd save that one for later, or I'd do Ice Station Impossible because that one's still...
Yeah. Ice Station Impossible, then the Christmas, then Home Insecurity.
Yeah, that works for me.
Because then you do break up the, you don't have too many episodes at home, you have like enough like away episodes, blah, blah, blah.
So we're going Ice Station Impossible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ice Station Impossible, followed by...
Christmas? So you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because then you get the two like snowy ones paired together.
Yeah, I like that. And I haven't watched that one since last Christmas. I'm weird. I only like watching Christmas episodes around Christmas. There's nothing super plot-wise in there, right? That would make that weird.
Zero. It's like a Monster of the Week sort of
That's
one.
What I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll drop those two in there. Then after Very Venture Christmas is when we'd hit Home Insecurity.
Yeah.
Nick is just cleaning up at the end here.
Hey, I had my one argument that made sense.
Yeah, I think I had one that Nick did for me, so that was good.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, thanks.
No
thanks,
problem, bud. Everybody.
I think we're done, aren't we? That does it.
Home Insecurity and then Past Tense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two episodes.
Yeah.
Which you can't change.
You can't. It's like the... Yeah, you can't swap them. Because even Past Tense you need right near the end. Like, I mean, we would have it in the last third on probably all of our lists, but it needs to be near the end. Because of how many people they've introduced and how much stuff they've already done, needs to have that foundation laid already.
Yeah.
So here we go. We have 15-ish episodes in the first season, if we're counting the Christmas episode and terrible episode. And they go. Episode 0 for the DVD specials is Terrible Secret Turtle Bay. Blech. And then we go Careers in Science, Dia de los Dangerous, The Incredible Mr. Brisby, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Magic, Are You There, God? It's Me, Dean, Tag Seal, You're It, Ghost of Saragasso, Midlife Crisis, Ice Station Impossible. What'd I say?
Crisis.
Fucking autocorrect. Ice Station Impossible, Very Venture Christmas, Home Insecurity, Past Tense, Trial of the Monarch, Return to Spider Skull Island. You feel good about this?
Yes.
Yeah, I do, actually.
I don't think that's that bad. I think I will rewatch this entire season in that order.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that now.
to see if we're right or if we're just
really I bet there's something we really overlooked.
I mean, it'll be interesting, but so if you're listening to this after the fact, you've already heard this list in last episode. But this is how we got there. This was organic and real and not scripted.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Organic. All right.
So I'm going to say that's it for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Then I'll do a quick round of plugs just because that's what I like to do. Be sure to check out After the Hype. We've been crushing it. It's been really good episodes so far. We've had a few repeat guests that I did not expect to have on so many times in a row, which has been awesome. We've had the first AD from Peppermint, the new Jennifer Garner movie on. You should definitely check out that. And then hear his opinions on Emmett Otter's Christmas Jug Band and the movie Annihilation, which was a very fun conversation on a movie that's very tough to talk about. So be sure to check those out. After the Hype, which is athpod.com. Same website you can find us at. Nick, anything you're plugging?
I worked on a game called Assassin's Creed Odyssey, so check it out.
And Graham, what are you plugging?
Teabags. It's good. It's a good habit. It's a good thing to get into. It's fun that you can enjoy with the whole family. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Perfect.
Graham's too proud, but you should all check out his Etsy page. So it's just a little like tea bags and tea cozies. They're delightful.
Yeah, and like old maps stained in tea to make them look even older.
A lot of knit items too.
All right, bye.